Penguin Random House Audio presents Thanks for the Money, How to Use My Life Story to Become the Best Joel McHale You Can Be. Dictated but not read until now by Joel McHale. Forward by Joel McHale. Compiled and heavily revised by Brad Stevens and Boyd Vico, but mostly by Joel McHale. This is the author, Joel McHale. This book will be read by me, Joel McHale, with an appearance by my wife, Sarah. She's great and so affordable. And featuring special phoned-in appearances by Allison Brie, Billy Eichner, Will Forte, Willie Geist, Lauren Graham, John Hamm, Allison Janney, Ken Jeong, Kyle MacLachlan, Danny Pudi, Jim Rash, Thomas Lennon, and Jimmy Kimmel. Forward. You never forget the moment when your life changes forever. It leaves a lasting mark, like the deep groove carved into sequoia bark by a logger's hatchet, the shimmering black sands that whisper of a millennial-old volcanic eruption, or the crescent-shaped scars from your multiple calf implant surgeries. Everything seemed so perfect on that sun-dappled, breeze-kissed, nice-smelling afternoon. As I am wont to do in my downtime, I was drinking and staring into the middle distance. I had devoted most of the morning to dwelling on professional disagreements and some mild career envy, and as a result, I was tired. That lady I married was reading a book in the shade as our two young sons played in the pool of our new home. Being surrounded by those I love had brought me a sense of, I don't want to say satisfaction, because that makes me think of two things. The emotional state of satisfaction, which I define as a cowardly capitulation to inner peace, and also Satisfaction, the criminally overlooked 1988 musical drama starring Justine Bateman and Liam Neeson. I loved that film, but it never caught on at the box office, at least not domestically. I understand that it's the highest-grossing film of all time in Estonia. I've finally come to terms with the state of Justine Bateman's film career and taken a celebratory swig of single malt scotch when my eldest son, Boy One, innocently called out, "Daddy, I can touch the bottom." "That's great, first boy," I murmured into my drink. "You sure have grown up fast." That's the kind of rapport I share with my children. We have great talks. "No, Daddy, everywhere I walk in our pool, I can touch the bottom." A sudden panic washed over me, like a wave of hot turkey gravy. My throat tightened. My left arm went numb. I could smell nothing but the unmistakable odor of burnt hair. "You're having a stroke, Joel," is what you might be saying, in which case I would reply, "Gee, I didn't know you were a doctor. Let me finish my story." "Look at me! My feet are flat on the bottom of the pool, and my head is above the water." My son's infectious joy sickened me. He paraded back and forth, waving his hands, making a real show of it. "Yay, look at me!" Each step was a tiny foot dagger in my heart. I lurched out of my chair and staggered across the grounds of my home, which is a collection of fancy words for lawn, over to the car park, which is what we call our driveway, and made sick all over the hood of my Porsche, which is actually the trunk. That lady I married appeared at my elbow with great concern. "What is it, Joel? Why did you vomit?" That's the kind of rapport I share with that lady I married. We have great talks. "That kid in the pool is right," I barked, dabbing at my chin. "We have no deep end. It's all one. She placed a warm palm against the small of my back. "Joel, take a breath. Find your words." "It's all one depth," I shrieked, and the tears came hot and fast, dribbling down my face like salty rivulets of turkey gravy. How did I let this happen? How could I even think of purchasing a new home with an in-ground pool that possessed no deep end? How could I even entertain the thought of a pool that doesn't allow for reverse dives, inward dives, jackknives, or even the lowest form of water sports japery, the cannonball? After years of hard work and perseverance and screaming at people on various phone calls, I had done the unthinkable and settled. As a professional actor, stand-up comedian, and basic cable television host, I had never settled for anything less than the best, other than that time I agreed to become a basic cable television host. "Is everything all right?" a soft voice queried. It was Mateo, my loyal manservant. We have a running joke where he repeatedly asks that I not refer to him as a manservant or Mateo. But this was no time for our classic, "I'm a landscaper and my name is Hector."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?